hello and happy new year to you. Glad you're spending a little time on my website in this early part of January. Awfully cold out there. We're having temperatures this week going down to the teens, 17, 18 degrees in the deepest of the deep southern states. If it's this cold down here, I can imagine what many of you are experiencing all over the country that keep an eye on our website here. So I wish you well during this very, very cold weather. We've had all kinds of problems. I've had an air conditioner with our heating system that's gone out in one part of my house. Got in the other part, a raccoon apparently has gotten caught up in the ductwork. We can't get out, and the house smells terribly. We've had leaks in the roof. So the worst time of year with all the cold weather, really have our hands full down here. And I hope you don't have the similar experiences wherever you happen to live. The New Year's kicking off with tremendous interest in the Edwin Edwards book. I've talked about that on my website here this week on the front page of my homepage there. This is a book that's published by my little publishing company, the Lisburn Press, and it's been just a tremendous success that we have had with this book. I never dreamed it'd be this much. I published a number of books. You can go to the Lisburn Press website. There's a link on the website here and see the other books we have available. But this book was something, I knew there was interest in Edwards. He's a controversial character. He's a real interesting guy, whether you like him or not. He certainly is the most dominating political figure in many, many years, longest serving governor of Louisiana. But, you know, he's not been on the ballot since maybe 25 years. He's in prison right now. I did not know what kind of interest there'd be in Edwards' book. But so we printed 10,000. I kind of swallowed to print 10,000, thinking they would get me through all of next year. The first 10,000 run sold out in 2.5 days. An additional 10,000 run was ordered. That sold out in 4.5 days. We have 25,000 more on order that's to be coming in here the third week in January. And it's become a huge bestseller. 40,000 books gets you on the New York Times bestseller list. This book will sell 50,000 books by probably the middle of February at the rate we're going right now. So a lot of interest in Edwards. Leo Honeycutt's the author of this book. He's a Baton Rougean in the news business with Channel 2 here in Baton Rouge for a number of years. Also came out of Monroe up in my part of the country. I've known Leo for many, many years. Did a first-rate job of authoring and preparing this book. I think the book is on the quality of any book in the country, and I hope you get a chance to read it. Again, whether you're an Edwards fan or not, it's marvelous history. I think just like the T. Harry Williams book on Huey Long encapsulated and summarized the first half of the 20th century, this book will be the definitive book on the picture of Louisiana politics in the second half of the 20th century. And so, again, I'm tickled to death at the response, and it's generated a lot of interest from other authors who want to publish Louisiana projects, and I'm trying to work with as many of those as I can to make that a reality. Another story of interest on the website is the continuing issue of the Louisiana National Guard. A large unit, the 256th Infantry Unit that's out of Lafayette and Shreveport, has been called up to go to Afghanistan. And, you know, I raised the question on my radio show, there's a clip of that on the website, about the propriety of sending these young men and women who are signing up as part-time soldiers to be here for a Katrina emergency or for other needs, both in Louisiana and throughout the South, to send them off to fight this war in Afghanistan. If there was a huge emergency, I could understand that, but we're in a continuing war that's been going on for a decade. It's not going to slow down. Is it proper to use National Guardsmen? And what are we doing about the long-term needs of our military in this country? We've got soldiers that are serving us, I think 40,000 soldiers in Japan, 40,000 in Germany, other huge numbers in South Korea. And so we're dipping pretty deep to pull in National Guardsmen who did not sign up to fight wars. This is not their first term of duty, by the way. These young men and women are on their second tour. I think they went to Iraq the first time around, now to Afghanistan. And I just don't think that's fair. And I think we're shortchanging Louisiana and other states to use the Guard in that way. If there is a huge war emergency, sure, but we've got to find some way to meet these needs for some time to come. Look over some of the music. Hope you'll enjoy looking over my site. Have a good 2010, and we'll have lots more to talk about in the weeks to come. Again, Happy New Year to you.